Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 5th, 2025. I have a wonderful question here. This is from a lady named Wendy, and she lives in Florida for all intents and purposes. How about that? We don't get many people from Florida, so I am grateful that she listens. And she talks about the idea that she's been listening to me for a while and wonders why spiritual awakening and such things are not more prominent in our society. She asks, why does the spiritual path or teaching seem so elusive to my mentality? Very intelligent question. I'm very grateful for your attentions, Wendy, and I'm very grateful for your question. I want you to know that right off the bat. We live to survive. You must read Robert Sapolsky's work, Determined, to really understand the state of our mind and what happens to us when we just leave ourselves to our biology. And when we just do that, when we're just leaving ourselves to our mental and emotional acuity, our biology, we put ourselves in some pretty precarious positions. And so when I am speaking to you of meditation, or that the only thoughts you can have are the ones that are determined by your genetics and your DNA, It must sound very difficult to you. Robert Sapolsky's work is basically from the scientific point of view. And while he cannot, due to the nature of his work and the covenant that he serves, he cannot go into, you know, the metaphysical or anything that would be, let's say, the quest of the mystique, of the mystical. He just can't do it. And I'm okay with that. I really am. I think what his work has done and his efforts have been revolutionary, but they're only revolutionary to people such as myself, who have been working with people for many, many years and see their faults and their disappointments and where they betray themselves. People betray themselves by thinking of themselves only as a fleshly experience. And I have found that there is no way to reason or logify them, to get them to see the value of something greater than the confines of themselves. People come to the ends of themselves, Wendy, and they miss. They miss the meaning and the significance of what it is to awaken and to truly live. People think that if they're quote-unquote content or happy with their circumstances in this world, that they are perfectly fine and they're doing what they should be doing. But they're not. It's not the truth. We are not here to be happy. In the Beatitudes, in all of the teachings of the Buddha, the Dhammapada, or the teachings of the Tao, the effort is not to create some kind of happiness. We are not here to be happy. We are here to awaken. And if we do not practice the effort of awakening because we're so busy trying to be happy, trying to get what we want, we will miss our entire life, and nothing will be of any meaning or substance to us. So the reason the teachings look so difficult to you, so elusive, as you like to call it, is because they don't stick. There's nothing for them to stick into. You have thoughts, you have fears, you have anger, you have beliefs and things that comfort you. These things are places, even though they're illusions and delusions, They are places where things of the practical world, you might call it, the fleshly world, stick. It is reasonable to hate certain people. It is unreasonable to expect those people to act any different than the way they do. They are what they are. People are what they are. And you can't expect them to be anything more than that because they haven't run out of themselves yet. They're not done yet. They still have hopes and glimmers of hope for themselves to be better than or change or have some sort of immunity to unhappiness. And so that never happens, but they still have hope. The reason all of this seems elusive to you is you weren't raised this way. This is not your DNA. This is not your biology. You just weren't raised with this. And I wasn't either. I was not raised to understand Zen or even enter into Zen. Parents don't generally teach their children to meditate, or they don't have important discussions with their children to help them understand the means of living and what it means to love. What is love? Parents don't talk about that with children. They're too busy earning a living or doing whatever it is they do, and they give their children over to the school system, and that's the way it is. We want them to have a good education so they'll survive. And basically, that's all we care about is their survival. So with all that being said, the reason you don't find any of this sticking or you find it elusive is because it makes no sense to you. It doesn't bring about any sensical understanding or comprehension or hope or some kind of security that if you do this, you're going to be okay and eternally happy, immune from terrible things happening to you. That's why. It's your world is interfering with the way, the truth, and the light. Now, how does one overcome this? Well, there are two ways. Most people take the more hectic, difficult, hysterical way. They go through life, through their body, and taking everything that is going on the chin. And they believe in right and wrong and good and bad, and they fight and fight and fight, and it goes nowhere because something... Wendy, that I have learned in my life is that evil in this world wins, always wins, always. The lesser part of us, the cheating part of us, always wins. Very few people act in accord with the disciplines of their integrity or virtue. They just don't do it because it's easier, and that's what people are looking for, an easy way to do what gratifies them and gets them adoration. When you take someone and you bargain with them and you get a better deal than most people would think would be, let's say, possible, you are an accomplished person. You don't see the equality of the situation or the lack thereof. You don't understand the deeper picture of the consequences that are going to befall you later on in your life, or maybe even immediately. I don't know. It all depends. So we live in a very difficult body, in a very difficult world, and anything that is transcendent does not stick in us because it makes no sense to us. And we like what makes sense to us, something that we can rely upon through our intellect and think, oh, that's the right way to go. That's the right thing to do. And that's what we can understand. We only live what our mental and emotional acuity can think. That's as far as we go. And thinking for most people is everything. I could go on and on about this, but I'm not. I hope this was mere suggestion to you and maybe helped you a little bit. And thank you for listening to my podcast. And I hope that you, as well as the others in this new year, will forgive me. I'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.